Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Thea and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness. I'm your host, Dr. Chan, and I'm joined by my delightful co-host, Coach Thea. Hi, Coach Thea.
Hi, Dr. Chan. Hi, listeners.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Growing Consciousness. This month, we are discussing rest and relaxation. Of course, you know that rest and relaxation are essential to health and well-being. And in Western society, where Kotia and I live, work addiction is often considered acceptable and a goal for which we should strive. We don't see anything wrong with anybody when they're addicted to work. We think that is a fantastic thing. So downtime, rest, and relaxation are often scoffed at as time-wasting or wasted time. But of course, research and science show that rest and relaxation are essential to not only our physical health, but our emotional health. So today, Coach Thea and I are going to be talking a little bit about rest and relaxation and hopefully encourage all of us to get more rest, to get enough rest if we're not getting enough. And for those persons who feel guilty when they are resting or relaxing and thinking that they should be busy. And for those persons who constantly have to be busy in order to feel good about themselves, this show is for you. Welcome. Welcome to Growing Consciousness. So, well, first of all, let me start off by saying that right now my voice is a little husky, and this is a direct result of me not getting enough rest and relaxation. So I have a small cold today, and this is because for the last 2 weeks, I've been, as they say, burning both ends of the candle. Going, going, going. Lots of things happening. Not taking enough time to rest, even though I felt it coming on. I felt the cold coming. I felt my body warning me and saying, listen, you are doing too much. You need to stop. But no, I have deadlines. I have all kinds of pressures. And so I decided I'm going to keep going. So my body is now forcing me. Forcing me to rest. Oh yes, you don't want to listen? Well, here you go. You're going to rest now. So this is one of the things that happens when we don't rest ourselves. I mean, rest is really an important part of a healthy lifestyle for all ages, not just for the mature persons like myself, but also even for those people who are young and say, boy, I don't need to rest, you know. Rest is for old people. It's important that all of us, at every stage and age in life, rest, because rest rejuvenates not just the body, but the mind, and of course it regulates the mood. Because, say, I don't know about you, but when I don't get enough rest, you know, I am very cranky, and people don't want to be around me, and I don't want to be around them because I am very, very cranky.
Yep, same here. Same here. And to be honest, I was right where you are last week this time. Actually, I would not have been able to do the show for the same reason. You know, it was just like, yes, you need to just stop. You know, and I did all my usual things to, you know, ward off the cold. I felt it coming. I was like, no, sir, we're not taking this on at all. Well, I did. I had to. I had no choice. I mean, yeah. It put me down proper.
Wow.
As a result of just doing too much.
Not resting.
And not resting, you know. And I think I help balance out all those who think they need to be doing in order to feel worthy and all of that, because I love to lounge. So, you know, the lounging, the resting, the relax. In the relaxing, you're not always resting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's very necessary, and I could do nothing. You know,
mm-hmm.
I really just had to surrender. So all the things that I thought were also important, I had to just take a back seat, and
yes.
Here I am, still breathing, still living. You know, everything
yeah.
is weighted. So,
yeah.
you know, it really is vital for us to just take a little time.
Agreed. And it's also important for us to rest, for learning and memory. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, when you say, you know, you're putting your small child to sleep early, bed by 8 o'clock and so on, you know, some people think you're being ridiculous, you know, let the child stay up and express their creativity and float around. But rest is related to learning, because it is at that point where everything that you've even covered for the day, it's like your brain fuses the information together while you're sleeping, and if it doesn't, you don't have that time for that necessary biochemical activity to take place, then, you know, what you covered that day does not really get instilled. So it's very important, and it's also important for concentration too. So again, it's, you know, especially when you have extreme fatigue or you're not getting enough rest. And of course, everybody is different. Some people, you know, can survive on, you know, 5 hours sleep. For me, if I'm not getting enough sleep, what happens is that I'm very foggy throughout the day. Like I can't, you know, you feel like you're walking around in
yes.
a fog. Like you're not very clear, you're not sharp. So you may, you know, you end up making mistakes. And you know, I know, like, for persons who I know, there's some people will say, well, you know, when they don't get enough sleep, they start to make mistakes. They leave their purse at the cash register in the supermarket,
mm-hmm.
and they start to just make, you know, small little mistakes that they would not normally make when they, when you know, ordinarily when they would be getting enough rest.
Yeah.
So getting enough rest can really affect us positively. And, of course, on the other hand, not getting enough rest can affect
mm-hmm.
us negatively, affect our mood, our immune system, like mine this week and yours last week, memory, and, of course, our stress level, because then you get teed off. You know, you get ticked off very easily. You know, something
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't ordinarily annoy you. Like, I can say my dog. This last week, she's the youngest of the dogs, and you know, she can demand attention, being a, you know, a very young dog. So she will come and certain things, you know, I'm getting irritated at her because, you know, she's thinking, hey, you know, what are you doing, man? You need to come and spend some time with me. And I'm, you know, saying, no, not now, not now, leave me alone.
Yes.
So, you know, your stress level is elevated by something that would not normally affect you.
Yeah, and it's the same in terms of reactions or responses to the children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Little things that wouldn't normally annoy you with the children, just like with the dog, you know, your fuse just gets shorter and shorter. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, this lack of rest, this lack of relaxation starts impacting everybody else around you, and then they start getting irritable, and, you know, it just really snowballs.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
you know, It takes a little extra time and effort, I think, for a lot of us, because we live in this very fast-paced, driven world, and of course we're told that if we're not being busy, then, you know, you're not doing anything. And so it's really important for us to really, you know, even schedule it sometimes until we make it a habit, you know, just like you always say, Coach, you're building that muscle of, you know, the habit and getting into the practice of doing certain things. So, you know, getting
mm-hmm.
there, figuring out the amount of sleep that is important to you, that you need, because everybody
yeah.
is different. I think they say 7 to 8 hours for adults. I find, I mean, when I up until I hit about 30, I think I could do 6. I mean, they don't recommend that, but I found I could function fine with 6, but now I need 7, and I think that's recommended for adults, about 7 to 8 hours of school and of
mm-hmm.
sleep. And for school-age children, about 10 hours of sleep. So, yeah, our children are not getting enough sleep either.
Yeah, that I definitely agree with. And I think, yes, that's what, you know, that's the recommended dosage of sleep. but I think sometimes we may be able to have less depending on the quality of sleep. As well,
that's
you know,
important.
Yes, because I find that I am, you know, like I've started waking up a lot earlier than I used to, which mm-hmm. means that I'm probably getting 5 hours of sleep. And I wake up thinking, okay, I wake up around 3:30, and I think, all right, well, even if I get back to sleep at 6, I'll be able to, you know, get another 2 hours or whatever, depending on how my day is set up, you know, for the next day. But quite often, I'm up, and mm-hmm. I find that I can, I just continue. I don't feel foggy headed until maybe 7 o'clock the next evening, and then all right, it's almost sleep time. So, you know, so I think the quality of sleep is also important, and we know that the lack of rest can create the insomnia. It can, you know, affect your blood pressure, the mm-hmm. stress levels, like you say. And then it just becomes this vicious, this really yeah. vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, how do we ensure that we get the rest?
Yes, yes.
You know, the rest
yes.
that we need. How do we
and the
relax?
Rest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And I think part of it, Kosia, as we were talking about earlier, I think a part of it is getting into a habit. So, you know, if we don't sleep well, like I know for myself, when I have to get back into a rhythm of sleeping, I will say, all right, I'll set a time that I, you know, plan to go to bed by. So I say, okay, well, I'm going mm-hmm. to start going to bed by no later than 10 or 11 or whatever that time is, and set that time and, you know, try to adhere to that. And try to make mm-hmm. sure, you know, well, you know, I live in a tropical country, could say, so try to make sure that the room is cool. Mm-hmm. For me, I get hot very easily, so I try to make sure the room is cool. I don't like lights on, like, you know, even, you know, we have all these devices, phone
yes.
charging, you know, all these
yes.
little lights bother me. And I will get up and I will just plug out things or cover them up.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, people say, you know, don't cover up the stuff, you can cause a fire. But I just cannot sleep with these little lights. So again, you have to find what is called. You might want to sleep, you might need a light, but me, I don't need
yeah.
anything. I think some of the things they say is, you know, to avoid napping if you're having, you know, problems sleeping and getting a, you know, as you said, this quality sleep, or you have this good amount of sleep, or you
mm-hmm.
get that phase that they call the rapid eye movement sleep. That is what they say you really need, your REMs. I don't remember the other ones, so don't ask me quotes here. But that, to get that deep sleep, they say, you know, avoid the afternoon kind of nap time thing, especially, you know, if you know you want to start, you know, having good and, as you said, quality sleep later on in the night.
Yes.
And the other
yeah.
one that they say, and I remember a friend telling me this too some years ago, I used to work in my bed, and I remember my friend Dwight, he said to me, look, you have to make that mental space in your head. Like, you know, you just sit with the laptop on the bed and so on, and you're just doing work,
mm-hmm.
and you would, you know, you need to stop doing that, because then your body associates your bed with work, so your mind is just going to
mm-hmm.
keep going and going and going. So, yeah, I stopped doing that. So I try not to work in bed, and I try to give myself a little time before I want to fall asleep, because my mind, especially my mind, tends to be more alert for me personally. I know some people it's in the morning, but I'm a night person, so my mind is going and it's very creative and active at night, so I have to stop everything that I'm doing at least an hour before. I just can't. Some people I know, they can just, all right, you know, close the laptop and jump in the bed and sleep. It's
mm-hmm.
that's not me. My mind keeps going, so I have to know that if I want to go to bed by 11, I have to stop working by 10 and allow my mind to kind of climb down from all the activity
yes.
that it's doing. So those are some of the things that I personally use to try to help me to get, you know, more sleep.
Yes, yes. I like working in my bed as well. and I find that I must pay that some attention, actually, if I still, you know, if I remain in work mode when
mm-hmm.
it's time to go to sleep. But I'm not conscious of it happening, but
mm-hmm.
I will pay that some attention. But like you said, you know, you have to come down, and everybody has different ways of coming down. Like,
right.
I had a really good friend who she used to run a hostel, a backpackers hostel, and she said, you know, when it got late, when everybody, you know, most of the guests gone to bed and, you know, the house get quiet, for her to unwind, she used to have to go to the local bar. She lived in Kenya. She used to have to go to the local bar and just sit, like, be in front of the music and just hear the blaring noise from the music from the speaker and just be amongst all the activity of the bar for her to just kind of float away, you know? And she could do that for an hour and then come home and she'd be all right to go to bed, you know? For me, I love it when it's nighttime. If everybody has gone to sleep, I can just be downstairs with all the lights off and total silence. Yeah, if you don't mind, sharp, I will just stay and not go up to my bed. And it's not even sleeping. I will do that. I'll just sit. I'll just sit for like 2 hours even, you know, just in complete silence. A lot of people don't like that or can't handle that. If I'm working and, you know, it gets close to bedtime and I just don't want to go through the coming downstairs and all that, usually I end up probably playing a little Word Hero or Solitaire or something, or reading before, you know, and before my eyes start feeling heavy and I can drift off into sleep. And, of course, you guys hear me say it all the time, going outside, just being able to go outside is one of my favorite ways of relaxing. You know, preferably where I don't have to see any concrete, I don't have to see any buildings. If I can just see trees and grass, you know, I'm good, even if it's only for half an hour. You know, it really allows me to escape from this place. It allows my mind to just, you know, to step, it allows me to step away from my mind and from everything else that is expected or that I need to do, in quotes. Because, you know, the trees, the grass, the plants, the flowers, they remind me that, you know, them do have to get up and stress or worry too much about the things that we think we do. And they continue to be until they are not, you know? And so the nature is a really powerful reminder for me in the relaxation, in the letting go, and inevitably in being able to rest, you know, and getting good quality rest.
Well, you know, Coach, I have to agree with you with the relaxation part. Nature is my favorite form of relaxation also. If I can't go to my favorite spots, which are mountains and beaches, then it's outside in the garden with the plants and getting my hands dirty in the soil and so on. Because, again, that is my source of relaxation, my main source. You know, of course, there are other things I enjoy, you know, being with my friends, but unfortunately, most of my closest friends live overseas or they live far away from me. I don't have, none of my close friends are nearby neighbors. So, you know, it's not a 5-minute jaunt down the street to somebody's house, you know. So for me, you know, those things are relaxing and enjoyable also, but definitely in terms of the type of, you know, deep relaxation that I want and that we all need at some time, because of course it's really deep relaxation, you know, not necessarily meditation, but whatever floats your boat, like for you nature, for me nature also. But when it is practiced regularly, it not only relieves your stress and your anxiety, but it also improves your mood. And this is something that is, you know, also scientifically proven. You know, relaxation is not just for people who are layabouts, and it's something that we all need. And, you know, we often forget that because we're told, you know, that you're supposed to be a go-getter and you're supposed to, you know, be so driven that, you know, you're working 24/7. But no, relaxation is very, very important for health, well-being, peace of mind. It can decrease your blood pressure, help to relieve pain, improve your immunity, your cardiovascular system. I mean, all of these things that we also associate with sleep, but a lot of times we forget that, because even think about when we're hanging out with our friends. I don't know about you, Nasia, but my love laugh. My friend, I'm an idiot, you know, so they say some silly things, and we're just silly, and we're just silly together, and we just laugh. And, of course, in that moment when you're laughing, you don't remember anything else. You don't remember the stressful situation you were in the day before at work. You don't remember, you know, all the things that, as you say, we feel that we need to do. And, you know, I remember even last year, a friend of mine, she was in pain, and, you know, I went and I was with her, and we were lying down. I was lying down on the bed, and she was, you know, she was in excruciating pain. And, you know, I had my phone there, and I started to play some of the little YouTube videos that I thought were funny with, you know, some Jamaican skits and sketches and so on. And she was just laughing. And then after about an hour of just watching some nonsense videos on YouTube, you know, she said, "Oh my God," she's like, you know, for that time we were watching the videos, I didn't get not a pain, Coach Zia.
Yeah, man. Because that's the other thing that, you know, I meant to comment on, just how the stress and the, you know, that lack of rest, how it manifests, especially in back and shoulder pain, you know. And, you know, it's so easily undone. It's so easily done and so easily undone if we can just give ourselves that little medicine, simple free medicine most of the time, you know. Free medicine. See there, laughter.
Right.
Laughter, love, going outside for a little walk, you know, just a little downtime. Powerful, yeah, man, the friendship, the laughter is something else.
Yes, man.
You cannot beat it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like you, all my friends live very far away. Yeah, you know. But yeah, man, it is vital.
Vital.
I had recently one of the ladies that come to one of the meditation sessions that I hold. She shared that after during one of the sessions, you know, I did a guided meditation and, you know, encourage them to just allow any questions that they had within and anything they were feeling, just allow it to come up within them in that silent space. And the following week, she sent me a text saying that based on what came up for her in the meditation, she went home and she just addressed her living situation at the time. She had been living with a friend, and it was all well and good, you know, but it was time for her to move. But she realized that it wasn't, you know, it was time for her to move. She wasn't very happy. She didn't want to lose her friendship, blah, blah, blah. And so she spent some time that night after the meditation and just thinking about what she wanted, where she wanted to be, blah, blah, blah. And she said the next morning she found a flat, an apartment, and she went to look at it the following day. And, yeah, she moved. She moved in, and she loves the space that she's in. And that is really just from a practice of just being quiet, you know? Just allowing yourself that time to just be and to just let go, you know, into a little bit of relaxation, you know. So, yeah, man, it's about the habit, as you say, Dr. Chan, and I think allowing ourselves to become aware of when we need to slow down, when we need to stop a little bit, and just surrender to it and just stop for a little bit. It could maybe just half an hour, you know, maybe 15 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
Another powerful thing for me too is going into the shower, because it's not all the time, like you say, you have the friends to laugh and chat with. It's not all the time I can access, you know,
going
outside.
Right.
Exactly. But just, you know, for me, going into the shower, standing in the shower, if you can have the lights off, if you can bear to have the lights off, even better. If you want a candle or music, fine. But just using that shower and allowing that shower to just fall over you, wash over you, washing away this, you know, literally the pain, the stress, the dis-ease, the discomfort, just allowing it to wash away the anxious, nervous energies that, you know, we tend to accumulate. It can just be so effective, you know.
Yeah.
And then step into your bed. Slip into your bed and see how it feels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even things like just petting your pet, your dog
mm-hmm.
or your cat for
mm-hmm.
a few minutes a day. I mean, even for the elderly people in hospices, they find that this is extremely therapeutic. They bring animals around. So if you have a dog or if your neighbor has a dog, you know, I mean, your neighbor might think you're a little strange, you know, coming over to pet their cat or dog for a few minutes. But, hey, you know, whatever works, it is shown that it does work. It's one of those things, you know, where the same thing, any form of relaxation, it's releasing
mm-hmm.
the serotonin, the oxytocin, all of those things that, you know, lower the stress hormone cortisol, you know, the feel-good
mm-hmm.
hormones, the serotonin and the oxytocin is being produced when you do simple little things, like you say, standing in the shower, allowing the water to just beat on you, or, you know, petting your dog, or another one, a simple hug. And if you know have nobody to hug you, go hug
yeah.
somebody. I mean, you know, be careful,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
Your boss might look at you like a stranger, but, you know, the human touch releases things like serotonin, a nice massage,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, man. And if you yeah. can't have a massage, like you said, just touch, just to put your hand on somebody's shoulder. I mean, sure. There's so many of us who don't have access to touch. You know,
mm-hmm.
we live in such a busy world, and, you know, we're always bumping into each other yet and interacting, yet we're not being touched. You know,
yeah.
and it is really, really,
vital.
Really vital.
Reduce
Absolutely.
Your blood pressure and your heart rate. And this is
yeah.
another thing that we forget about all forms of relaxation, is that it reduces blood pressure. And if we think about, like, the region where I live, the Caribbean, where you're from, Kotsia, that is one of the leading causes of death, is hypertension, diabetes, high blood pressure, right? And just relax. Relaxation can help to reduce your blood pressure. Doing something that you enjoy, whether it is crocheting, knitting, cooking, going to the beach, going to the mountains, petting your dog, taking a shower, whatever it is, you know, try to make that time, as you said, and build it in until it becomes a habit and a part of your life, because it's a part of your health and your well-being.
Yes, and that's all we have. That is really all we have here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just before we go, you know, you said the neighbors may find it strange if you ask to come and pet their pet. However, anybody who has a pet
uh-huh.
will not find it strange, because they will know the power of being able
yes.
to pet the pet, you know. So by all means, yes, go ask them.
Agreed.
Yes.
Well, we have come to the end of another Growing Consciousness show for the month. We didn't get too much to talk about, you know, work addiction and stuff, but if you find that you are locked in too much to doing work, or you find that you're just, you know, you're just intensely caught up in work, and, you know, you know, I suggest you get some kind of help, because it's just like any other addiction. But, you know, we'll maybe touch on that another time. But for now, please get adequate rest and relaxation. Don't be like Kotsia last week. Don't be like me this week. Overdoing it and then letting the body have to tell us to do well. So until next time on the Growing Consciousness Show, this is Dr. Chan and Kotsia saying see you next time on Growing Consciousness.
Lots of love.
Thanks for joining Kotsia and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.